Ladies and gentlemen, they're bright, brainy, and bespectacled. Three girls who've got talent written all over them in indelible ink. And they're here tonight. Give me a bee. Thanks very much. I'll put that in the hive with the other bees. Now, please welcome Ireland's homegrown harmony head. Let me hear yous bray like donkeys in a dishwasher for Dean Newland.
Hello. Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4. Busy Newlands. Busy show. No need for makeup. We're on the radio. On a Tuesday at 6:30. 92 to 94 FM. Or again, 11:30 PM. On a Wednesday. Whoa, 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 Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
Newlands on the BBC. BBC, have you paid your license fee? La la la, license fee, don't forget.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, hello, it's great to be here on the radio. We're the Newlands, as our manager pointed out. That's Newla.
Newla.
And Nola.
Hence the name.
Thanks for that lovely intro, Seamus. You're an absolute star.
Don't mention it. Sure isn't that my job, as well as doing a bit of panel beating on the side and some occasional work for NASA.
Oh, God, Seamus, you're rude.
Anyway, we'll be singing, chatting, and generally having a crack with you this evening. And as a special treat, I'll be reading excerpts from my as-yet-unpublished teenage diary.
What?
Well, if we've time.
Great, Nola. Well, it's fantastic to be here in Cardiff. It's so different. It's so,
Welsh?
Yes, it's very Walesy. Yeah. And before we start, there's a few people that we'd like to thank. I personally would like to thank Fritz for relaxing my hair before the show. God, it was awfully tense earlier on.
It was indeed, yeah. I'd also like to thank Una, our clairvoyant, for predicting that we'd be doing a radio show here this evening. Well done, Una. Fair play to you. Right again.
She's so gifted.
She is, yeah. God, yeah. I'd like to thank Ramiz for the yoga masterclass before the gig. God, I've been sitting like this for the last 5 hours, and I have to say, I feel fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm amazed you can still play the guitar with your feet behind your ears.
Oh God, I know, but I could get up now. Actually, to be honest, I'm getting a bit bored, you know. Can you give us a hand up there, Nola?
Yeah, sure.
God almighty.
Watch me elbows.
You okay? You alright there, Nola?
Yeah, grand.
Oh, good. Oops.
There we go.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Great.
Well, finally, thank you to you, the audience, for not only buying, but agreeing to wear our fabulous merchandise.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Gorgeous. I have to say, the Nola cloaks look fantastic on you.
Yeah, and the pop socks look brilliant too.
Yeah.
Girls, listen, before you start, can I just get in there? A quick word about last night's gig. I'm sorry, I know the audience was a bit of a disappointment in that there wasn't one, but I thought you played very well.
Ah, right. Don't worry, Seamus. We had a ball, you know. I thought it was one of the best gigs we've ever done, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, and the smoke machine was great fun. It was like playing in smog.
It was smog, Nola. That's the trouble with playing in an open-air venue situated beside a major petrochemical complex.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, anyway, I've just realised what you need to do to get people at your gigs is tell everyone.
What? Publicity.
Oh,
I'm talking
enough.
Flyers, leaflets, posters, and keep them simple. You know, like the Newlands are appearing somewhere in your vicinity in the not-too-distant future at a venue surprisingly close to you, or something like that, you know, dress casual.
Oh, Seamus, you are a genius.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say to you that maybe we should mention our weekly gigs in Gigs Weekly.
Nice one, Nola. Yeah, yeah. And wait till you hear this. Me da has agreed to get into his van every Sunday for the next month and bellow your names out through his loudhailer.
Brilliant.
God, and he'll be stopping here and there to sell his ice creams. So we'll be making inroads into the youth market as well. So, is that all right? I'm off to Charlie's Cut Price Copy Centre. See you later.
See ya.
He's amazing, isn't he? Mm. He's so perceptive, you know. He's very enterprising.
So choisi.
So what?
It's French for enterprising.
Oh, right. Yeah, he is, exactly. He's very choisi.
Oh, he
you
is.
Know, and he's got a super business head on him.
Mm. Yeah, he gave me a great tip the other day, you know. I was at a sale impulse buying, and he stopped me at the cash register and said, Nola, you're only buying this because it's reduced. Just ask yourself, do you really need another industrial sandblaster?
Oh, that's good, you know, and he's down at that stock market every single day.
No, Ed, Lula, that's the sock market.
Oh, God. That's because of the problem with his mother's feet.
Yeah.
He's so good to that woman. You know, he picks her up every Saturday and takes her out for a bit of sightseeing to the Cash and Carry.
She worships the ground he walks on.
Yeah, do you know, she carries a photo of him wherever she goes.
A photo of him as a baby, is it?
No, it's that one of him mooning to the Pope in Phoenix Park.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. Yeah.
It's a side of him we don't often see, you know. Yeah.
Oh, Seamus, you're back.
Indeed I am. Almost forgot to do me bit. You are listening to the Newlers. If they were any hotter, they'd have to take their coats off. So, don't touch that dial.
God, you're great on the bow run, Seamus.
Ah, sure, it's nothing. Just knocking a 4-inch stick around in a rhythmical fashion on a tightened goatskin drum, you know? See you later, girls.
He's too modest. Mm-hmm. Anyway, being in a supergroup, we get to do a lot of travelling and we get to experience a lot of different modes of transportation. For example, huge trains, tractors, bicycles.
We went in a moped once.
Oh, yeah, that was gas. But a big part of our life is the taxi cab.
Oh, God, yeah. And what about the drivers? They're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can get loads of info out of them. They're a well of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. I got an insight into solar power. Apparently, it's all about the way you walk, you know. If it's cloudy, you walk quicker.
Yeah. You know, taxi drivers, they're like philosophers on wheels, aren't they? They know everything about everything. And if you mention something else, they'll know about that too. Mm. One of them explained the Kennedy assassination to me. Apparently it was all done with mirrors.
Yeah. Go away.
Mm. God. And they're so nice. I mean, one of them insisted on taking me on the scenic route to the airport. Oh, it's great. Got a load of snaps and I completely forgot about the hurry I was in.
And you know, the other great thing about taxis is standing for hours in a queue. I love it. And I hate when you're in a city where you can just walk out and hail a cab in a second. You know, you feel like you haven't put the work in.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the queues, you know. It's the suspense element. How long will I have to wait? Will I get home tonight? If I take a chance and run across to the hot dog stand, will I lose my place? It's so exciting.
Yeah. It is, I know. I think what we're trying to say is that we, the Newlers, really love taxi queues. And what better way to say it than in a song?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing the one about the four Cortinas.
Where'd you get that from, Nuala?
What?
No, we always said we were going to do the taxi queue song at this point
God,
in the show.
Oh, sorry. Okay, not a problem. Can you just put the cello over there for a second?
Okay.
Nuala, could you hand me the guitar? Listen, sorry to the lads in the orchestra. Sorry, we won't be needing you, apparently. Sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
See you, Mary.
Bye.
Bye, Jim. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Come on, hurry up. Okay. This is a song in celebration of that magical wonderland of human experience that is the taxi queue.
It's gorgeous, Nuala.
Thanks very much. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She leaves the disco at 1. 10 Bacardi's on, but she's not having fun. Stuffing stilettos again. But it's not worth it, there's no interesting men. She hobbles down to the rank. You know, the one down by the central bank. She takes her place in the queue. All on her own again, that's what they knew. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Hurry up, I'm 32. She hears a voice from behind. A new addition to the taxi line. He says, have you got a light? She strikes a match and thinks it's my lucky night. She says, where are you from? He says, I'm just back from the Lebanon. And while he's getting an eyeful, she can't help wondering how he handles his rifle. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you? Soldier in the taxi queue. Dilemma at 3:45
in the morning.
She's got her hand on the taxi door. He says goodbye. She says you're mistaken. Next morning he's cooking her eggs and bacon. Next time she's in a cab, she's not alone, she's with her dad. 10 Bacardi's on, but this time she won't falter. Still in stilettos, but she runs to the altar.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. And now I'd like to read you an extract of an excerpt from my teenage diary.
Nuala, are you sure that's wise?
What do you mean, Ola?
I mean bearing your soul over the airwaves, revealing your innermost heartfelt secrets to the potentially hard judgment of complete strangers.
Oh, God, I hadn't really thought of it like that. Ah, sure, I'll go on anyway. Might as well.
What's going
on? Dying for it. Anyway.
You're just in time, Seamus.
Yeah, right. Tuesday, April the 4th. Today, I had my first experience of a dry cleaner's. I don't think I liked it. Mr. Flynn, our science teacher, said that when you sneeze, you use the same muscles as when you know what. Wednesday, April the 5th. I've noticed that Sheila is always in the toilet puking up her food. Her mum must be an awful cook. Still no word from Bono. Thursday, April the 6th. Nuala's having a slumber party next weekend. She's making a sponge and I have to provide the sheets.
Was that me, Nuala?
No.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't.
Was it Nuala Hussey?
No, it wasn't. Now, could I get on? It was Nuala Gdansky.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, look, you've made me say it now. It's supposed to be confidential. Thursday evening. Progress on the underground folk mass movement that nobody else knows about except me and Father Christie is slow.
So he's Father Christie Little?
Yes.
Jay, small world, how is he?
He's dead.
Oh.
He's borrowing a tambourine from the next parish and we still have to find some shovels.
Oh,
forget it. This is crap. I've lost it. No, there's no point in going on.
Go on, Nuala. That's not
on.
Everybody go join it. Go on.
No, tell everyone to shove.
Go on.
Come on.
Monday, April the 10th. Yesterday, Nuala taught me how to play snooker. Paid a visit to you-know-where to get some you-know-whats. Met up with you-know-who, only you-know-why. Came back at 3 and had some milk, which Mr. Flynn says is essential for the prevention of osteoporosis.
Sorry, Nuala. Okay, time's up. You are listening to the Nuala's, Ireland's tractor kittens, ploughing through the airwaves on a wing and a pearl. So, don't touch that dial.
God, that's great. Oh,
fantastic. Let's have a look here now. Dear Nuala, page 1 of 2. At the beginning of your programme, I noted that Seamus, your manager, was talking about how to promote you. I have dabbled briefly in this area myself. In the early days, I found it quite helpful to just walk up and down the street outside the venue shouting, come on, into my gig. 15 years later, it still works. Good luck, Nuala's, Simon Laban. P.S. Yasmin says thanks a million for the Nuala cloak. It's lovely.
He's so polite.
He is. Simon Le Bon really is the Mahatma Gandhi of the pop world.
Yeah. Do you know, it's great when people take the trouble to give their opinions, you know? Oh, look, there's a man at the back with your hand up. Have you something to say?
No, I'm just holding up the boom mic.
Oh, well, while you're there, you might as well add your tuppence worth.
Nah, you're all right, carry on.
Ah, go on, you big bride.
Go on.
Well, I suppose if you're talking about promotion, I think the visual impact of someone sort of wearing a big unlikely outfit that kind of screams, you know, look at me, is sort of a way of getting noticed, isn't it? In a world that increasingly doesn't want to know about the individual, you know.
Is that why you're dressed as a star fruit?
Yeah.
Are you advertising something?
No, I'm just proving the point that a big sort of silly outfit gets you noticed.
All right, fair enough. Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah. Actually, I just want to ask somebody in the audience here, would you ever dress up as a big fruit if you thought it would get you noticed?
I might do.
And what fruit do you think you might go for?
Pineapple.
Absolutely lovely.
Mm-hmm. You're wearing a very bright orange shirt. Is that mm-hmm. trying to make a statement of some kind?
Yes, it's the only one I've got.
All right. Well, may I say, it's looking very pressed and neat. So, and is this your lovely wife beside you?
Is, yes.
Did you press a shirt for him?
I never do.
Who presses the shirts? Oh, you do. Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
So you press the shirts. Do you get paid?
No.
Do they feed you? Hello, how are you? I just noticed your ponytail. I'm not going to make any judgment about that at this particular point.
God, I am.
Are you in the
gorgeous
music biz?
I'm not, no.
You're not in the music business? All right, see you.
He's not in the music business. Okay, I'll go with that.
Actually,
there's a lovely bearded man beside you there, Nuala.
Oh, God, I love the beautiful hair. Hello, what's your name?
Mark.
Mark, no, it's just like Nuala loves a bit of facial hair, you know, something to hang on to. Yeah. It's gorgeous, yeah. What are you saying by your beard there?
Can't bother to shave.
God. You can't be bothered to shave.
What does that say about a man?
It means he probably can't be bothered to get a mortgage for the house when you're married. That's what it says to me.
I'd never go for a man like that. But there's one other question. Nola, this woman down here said that she would probably dress up as a pineapple if she wanted to get noticed. What does that reveal about her personality?
That they're all mad in Kimru.
Well, that's enough of that anyway. I think it's time to give you some band advice.
Band advice!
This week we're talking about riders.
Riders?
Are as important to a band as comfortable footwear. For people who aren't in the know, a rider is what you demand backstage when you're doing a gig.
And comfortable footwear is runners, moccasins, or any loose-fitting sandal.
Thank you, Nola. You're welcome, Nola.
Remember, when you're choosing your rider, the more awkward the better. That way, the promoter will respect you.
For instance, Cleo Lane always demands a waterbed full of orange juice and a seasoned lamb on a spit.
That's true, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers won't step on stage until they've had their apricot squeezed. Into a big jug. Mm-hmm. For libel reasons, we'd just like to clarify these are only rumours. However, this one is true. Tom Jones demands to be stretched on a rack and interrogated right before he goes on. He says it gets his adrenaline pumping.
Four. We ourselves don't shirk when it comes to riders. We always demand 3 flasks of tea with our individual names on them, so Nola doesn't get them mixed up.
Oh, gosh. We also stipulate that we must have 3 chairs that are made of wood or some other suitable material. And finally, we always absolutely insist on mirrors, a socket, and EU regulation standard lighting. It's not too much trouble. Otherwise, don't worry about it.
Is that it, girls?
Yes.
Right, so.
Band advice!
Taxi day.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from a taxi driver. Robert De Nolan. He says, "Dear Nolas, page 1 of 1, including this one. Hello. I am a taxi driver with a mobile fax. You might say I'm a faxi driver. Ha ha, only messing. I'm a bit of a comedian. Everyone says I should be on the stage. I'm always joking in the cab. Some people find me so funny and do be laughing so much that they just jump out and forget to pay. Anyway, I loved your taxi song, and I'll leave you with this. What do you call a taxi driver with an axe in his leg? A hackney. Do you get it? Hackney.
I don't get that.
Oh, don't worry about it, Nola. It's a slow burner. You'll get it tomorrow.
Anyway, as you probably noticed, the Nolas have been heavily influenced by many different musical genres. Mm. Rock, pop, baroque. Also many different bands, you know. ABC, mm-hmm. Aha, mm-hmm. Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah. She was great.
Yeah. Punk. Mm. Yeah. Nola, stop it. We need those mics.
Sorry, Nola. Enya's been a huge influence on us too.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Enya?
Yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Oh, isn't she great? You know her music. Oh, she's mighty. We love the way she's taken the one tune and turned it into 12 successful albums. Yeah. Isn't she fantastic? Oh, she's brilliant. Yeah.
Anyway, enough about Enya. Do you know, jazz has been another huge influence on us.
Yeah, and we're going to do a jazz number for you now, and there's just one reference in here we need to clarify. The Burren is a very barren and desolate area in the west of Ireland. It's a bit like Port Talbot.
You know the way you're in a crowd and somebody stands out, you know? They've got that certain je ne sais quoi, that certain I don't know what about them, and you just can't quite put your finger on what makes them so special. Ladies and gentlemen, this next number is called Oddity. Lula wrote this.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Other girls would not play with her, they choose anyone else instead. They said that she was different, the girl with a cabbage for a head. When it was time to go to school, she didn't want to get out of bed. She'd hide under the duvet and cover up her cabbage head. Do what?
Curly K, Curly K, it's hard for you to face another school day. Everyone you meet says you look like a freak because you've got a head of edible leaves.
On a school trip to the Burren, the teacher dropped down dead.
Son of a gun.
The children were lost and starving. Kay said, you can eat my head. She sacrificed her life for them to make sure they were fed. So the Pope in Rome, he made her Saint Cabbage for a head.
Do what? Curly K, Curly K. People pray to you every day. You're the queen of the crop, now you won't be forgot. The patron saint of the vegetable plot.
Ba-da-da, boil the bacon.
Ba-da-da, boil the bacon.
Ba-da-da,
salt the water.
Ba-da-da,
put the spuds on.
Ba-da-da,
set the table.
Ba-da-da,
one chair missing.
Ba-da-da,
she's delicious.
Thanks. And now I'd like to take this opportunity once again to share with you an excerpt from the diary of a rural teenage girl, that girl being me, Nuala. Thank you. Friday, April the 15th. Wait until you hear this.
Sorry, Nuala, listen, I just got a phone call back there. It was Father Christie. He said he's not dead. He's just been living in France for the last 7 years.
What? God, the Chancellor, he's still got my tambourine. Did he leave a number, Seamus?
No, he didn't. He just said, if you insist on reading your diary on air, please don't mention the wig incident and the missing candles.
All right, fair enough. I suppose I'll have to edit as I go. Friday. The strangest thing happened with Father Christie today. And so nobody except me knows who the big, blonde, stubbly woman was who stole the candles.
Great stuff, Nuala, but please, listen, no more excerpts. We don't want to get done for libel, you know what I mean? Diary's dodgy territory. Don't believe in them myself.
Do you not, Seamus?
No, I just write everything down in this little book I carry around with me.
Oh, God! Read us a page for the crack.
Nah.
Go on, Seamus. Go on, Nuala read her diary.
All right. Here we go, let's see. Tuesday, 14th of the 5th. Black darkness is clawing at my tattered soul. Must get that scene too. Meet Nuala's at 7. Bread, laundry, cheese. Okay, girls, I'm going to have to stop there. It's getting a bit personal.
Sorry, Seamus.
Sorry.
Oh, geez. Just listening to you there reading your diary on the air made me think, how embarrassing. What a fool you've made of yourself, you know? You're right, diaries are dodgy territory. That's why I'm not going to read mine anymore. I'm going to wrap it in cling film, put it on the third shelf in my wardrobe and wait for it to be discovered after I die, tragically.
Well, thanks a lot, Nuala. Anyway, girls, what do you think of this? It's your new poster.
Oh, wow.
It's
fantastic.
Oh, the colour's gorgeous.
Oh, I think our dresses look great. Yeah. And the size of it. I love a big poster.
There you go.
Background with the donkey being chased by a tractor is perfect.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Who's the Nalus?
What? I'm only after putting up 3,000 of these. Okay. Where's my Tippex? I may be gone for some time. Good luck with the rest of the show.
All right. Oh,
so see you, Seamus. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Big agent.
He's an awful big agent, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know he's very choisé, but honest to God.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Being in showbiz, stroke, rock and roll, you know, what have you, we really need to take the time out to have a laugh and unwind. And what better way to do it than to go to a comedy show and loosen the old chuckle muscles, as we say.
You know, we love all the greats like Cannon and Ball, Little and Large, Black and Decker, all of them.
Yeah, what about Paul Daniels, you know? Yeah. He's the type of person, he just has to walk out on stage. He doesn't have to say anything and I just laugh my head off, you know?
Yeah.
He's hilarious. Mm-hmm. He really is hysterical.
Yeah.
You're right there, Nuala.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a panic.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? Come on, Nuala, you're frightening the audience. Do you know, we tell you, we have met a fair few comedians ourselves along the way.
Oh, yeah, and fair play to them. Why shouldn't men do comedy? That's what I always say.
Oh, indeed, but you have to be careful, you know. Funny men can be a bit funny, if you know what I mean. And Nuala here has got a word of warning for any women out there who always find that they're going for the comedy man. Take it away, Nuala.
Sure. Tá mé imachí ó dairí an gealach réir.
Is a curtain she has gone ski is not for the gagair. To bono on tree in a lee is Tommy Shalom Fane. Is no be a kind, is no BB King. Is no be in raw, le fair comedy. That was Irish. Sort of. Loosely translated, do not, I repeat, do not, open brackets, unless of course you're just out of a relationship and you sleep with the first person carrying a duvet. Close brackets, fall in love with a comedy man.
I saw a man, he told a joke. It wasn't hilarious, but I laughed anyway. He told another about a round of applause about his sausage and his mother-in-law. Then he pulled a chicken out of his pants. Everyone laughed till their heads fell off. The gags were fast, the timing was right. I fell in love with a comedy man. Comedy, great big comedy man. His gap. Comedy, great big confident comedy man. Ha ha, ha ha. He suggested a drink, I bought him a gin. We talked for hours, we talked about him. He told me how hard it is to write gags. And as he told me, he smoked all my fags. Oh no, oh no. In no time at all, I was back in his flat. We were under the duvet, just like that. I said, it's time to take off your kit. But after an hour, I said,
get off your shirt.
We laughed about it over some smokes. We agreed his talent lay more in his jokes. As I left in the morning, he was eating his cereal. He said, at least I can use this as new material. Now I'm dating a computer man called Rex. Seriously boring, but very good sex. Comma, not so comedy. He's not a comedy man, he's responsible. Comma, great big competent computer man. Great big megabyte.
Well, that's all from us. And remember, if you switch on your radio and you hear three women who sound like us, except they're spelt differently, give us a call, please, because that's the Nalus.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Good night.
The Nulas contained the Nulas and Seamus. The writing was done by Sue Collins, Karen Egan, Angel D and Paul Toilak, with some more by Tom Jameson and Nev Fountain. The producing was done by Joe Clegg.